Hi, it's Liz from Hootsuite's blog team, a real person, not AI, here with the 15 social media trends that will shape your 2025 strategy. Welcome to Social Media in 2024, where trends go from brat to demure in a matter of days. Brands push creative boundaries while social audiences' attention spans tank. Add generative AI, TikTok shops, and the ever-growing expectation for social to drive business impact to the mix, and it's enough to make even the savviest marketer's head spin. But no need to spiral, friends. We've got solutions. Here are the top 15 social media trends you need to know heading into 2025, plus actionable tips to help you bring them to your accounts. Number one, AI is a permanent part of the social landscape. ChatGPT's launch in late 2022 may have signaled the start of the AI revolution, but AI adoption only kicked into high gear in 2024. These days, social media platforms and marketers alike are embracing AI to streamline content creation and inform, inspire, and refine every part of the process. Social platforms in particular are leading the charge with some impressive AI-driven releases, and we're pretty sure this is just the beginning. Meta's AI, launched in the spring of this year, offers everything from content suggestions for creators to real-time answers to customer questions. It can even generate tailored replies and insights during conversation, making it a powerful tool for both customer service and community engagement. LinkedIn, meanwhile, creates collaborative articles by pairing AI-generated topic suggestions with contributions from relevant LinkedIn members. The resulting articles benefit both the platform and its users. Members get to position themselves as thought leaders, while LinkedIn gets content that keeps their community on the platform longer. It's not just Meta and LinkedIn, either. X is using tweets to train its AI, TikTok's Symphony Assistant helps creators explore trending topics, and Canva's AI tools can literally create custom designs from a description. At Hootsuite, we're seeing firsthand how AI can transform a social strategy, and we're adapting our features in response. Tools like Owly Writer AI make content generation easier than ever, while our social performance score uses AI to provide a clear weekly snapshot of your content's performance. If it feels like everyone's suddenly using AI, that's because they are. For social marketers, it's no longer a question of if you should use AI, but how you'll use it. And that's where things get interesting. While we're all familiar with using ChatGPT to shortcut the writing process, Hootsuite's Social Media Trends report shows that AI is no longer just a helpful tool for content generation. Instead, marketers are using AI to refine their social strategies, turn messy notes into organized presentations, and brainstorm new ideas. It's a thought partner, not a job stealer. The TLDR? AI isn't something to be wary of. It's a critical tool to master if you want to stay competitive. Here's your to-do list. Number one, explore AI tools on each platform. If you haven't already, start playing around with AI tools on top platforms. Which ones benefit your brand's goals and can genuinely enhance your processes? Number two, practice your prompts. AI is smart, but it still needs your guidance. Spend time experimenting with different ways to phrase prompts for content generation, analysis, or engagement ideas to get the best results. And number three, train your team. Don't keep your AI wisdom to yourself. At Hootsuite, our team regularly shares tips to help improve our use of these tools, and together we're all getting a lot better at incorporating AI into our workflows. Number two, social marketing is performance marketing. It's easy to view social media as just a channel for engagement and brand awareness, but its potential as a revenue-driving performance channel is growing. What does this mean? Performance marketing is all about driving measurable business outcomes, like sales, leads, and customer acquisition, at the best possible ROI. Until recently, connecting social media to these business metrics has been challenging. Success on social was typically measured by vanity metrics like likes, comments, and shares. While important, these indicators don't have a crystal-clear connection to revenue. This often left social marketers feeling underappreciated and overlooked in strategic business conversations. It also made securing stakeholder buy-in for new hires, better tools, and higher budgets difficult. But don't sweat. The good news is that this is finally changing. Thanks to tools like social listening and advanced social media analytics, social media managers can now prove the ROI of their work and link social activity to real business impact. With real-time insights about customer sentiment, emerging trends, and competitors' weaknesses, you can go from this: our social post drove 2,735 likes and 842 comments this month, to this: social listening identified customer complaints about our competitors' lengthy customer service wait times, so we created a no-wait guarantee campaign, which we launched as paid and organic social posts. It drove 35% more traffic to our site and a 10% lift in new customer signups. In-depth social data can inform smarter marketing budget allocation, but also improve product development, customer service, and corporate strategy. In the coming year, more brands will lean on social media as a core performance channel, driving measurable growth and producing invaluable business intelligence. Social media marketers skilled in listening and data-driven strategy will not only improve their results, but also earn a seat at the table and a larger share of their organization's marketing budget. Your to-do list. Number one, understand the performance loop. Every insight from social should guide an action that drives business results. This, in turn, will generate more insights. Two, prepare your sales team for social leads. As your social strategy starts delivering more qualified leads, make sure your sales team is ready to handle them with the same priority as leads from other channels. 3. Integrate social data into your CRM. Tracking social data alongside other customer information in your CRM will provide a fuller picture of your leads, empowering better targeted sales and marketing efforts. And 4, elevate your reporting. Go beyond vanity metrics like likes and follows to capture the business impact of social. Track how social insights fuel campaigns that drive traffic, conversions, and customer retention. Your tech stack should include a social listening tool, a social media analytics tool, a cross-channel analytics tool, and a business reporting tool. 3, trend jacking versus trend detox. Social trends, or more and more often micro trends, come and go so fast that marketers rarely have time to make an informed decision about whether to join in or step back. While 82% of social media managers report being up to date with current trends, fewer feel participating is always a good idea, and a healthy dose of apprehension is called for. Brands that jump from one viral moment to the next without an underlying strategy risk appearing inauthentic and ultimately annoying their audiences or disappearing in a sea of nearly identical posts. So how do you know when to join in on a trend? The two extreme approaches are trend jacking, folding all major trends into your social strategy, and the polar opposite, a trend detox. The latter is Jack Appleby's concept of taking deliberate breaks from current events to produce original content true to a brand's identity and goals. Luckily, you don't have to choose between extremes. Digging into context and making strategic, data-informed decisions is the smart in-between, and social listening tools can help you do just that. Social listening doesn't just help brands spot emerging trends. It also helps marketers gauge the relevance and sentiment of a trend, predict its longevity, and identify key creators contributing to the viral moment. With these insights, brands can make informed decisions about which trends to engage with and when to step back. In either case, flexibility is key. 27% of social marketers say they regularly adjust their content strategies based on current trends, whether that means joining a viral moment or strategically hitting the brakes. Currently, only 29% of social marketers use social listening for trend monitoring, but the majority of those who do report seeing a positive impact on their business. In 2025, expect to see fewer brands diving headfirst into every hot trend. Instead, more will be using social listening insights to carefully pick their moments and focus on creating unique, original content when a trend simply doesn't work for them. And your to-do list. 1, set guidelines. Make sure your social media strategy includes a framework for when you should hop on a trend. Plus, if trend jacking is part of your strategy, leave some space in your social media calendar for when a relevant trend pops up. 2, analyze trends thoroughly. When a trend gains traction, use social listening tools to assess its sentiment, lifespan, and potential impact. 3, occasionally take a break. Stepping back from some trends will allow you the time and focus to create original content centered around your brand's personality, values, and goals. 4, brands are building community in the comments. We've all seen it, the trending TikTok with a comment section full of blue-checked accounts whose connection to the content seems tenuous at best. Ariana, what are you doing here? It's nothing new. Brands have been using comments to boost awareness for ages. In fact, there are entire TikTok accounts dedicated to the practice. But while in the past, it seemed like brands would comment on any and every post, in 2025, those outbound engagements will become much more strategic. Consider Dove, which has been using comment sections to amplify its message of body positivity and self-care. In an interview with Marketing Brew, the social strategists who work on the Dove account explain their approach. It's all about engaging directly with customers and building positive brand sentiment. Before commenting, they look at the age of the video, the volume and velocity of comments, and the number of brands already commenting. If the TikTok passes the vibe check, Dove comments, allowing the brand to both build community and increase visibility in prime social real estate. In other words, the comment section is like a mini ad space. If you're showing up authentically, it can pay off big time. Hootsuite's social engagement coordinator, Paige Schmidt, has also noticed that outbound engagements are evolving. These days, we're seeing more and more strategic thinking. Brands are considering which posts to reply to, the tone they'll use, and which platforms to focus on, Schmidt explains. This shift isn't just about visibility. It's about learning from your audience and shaping brand perception. If you're considering joining the conversation, and we've always said that social is a conversation, not a one-way broadcast, think of it in terms of relevance, not volume. When done right, thoughtful comments can boost brand recall and build connections without coming off as unplanned or opportunistic. To-do list. 1, define your outbound engagement strategy. Decide on your tone, which platforms you'll focus on, and what type of content is most likely to attract your target audience. You might also want to decide on some no-go zones. Dove, for example, doesn't comment on posts made by underage creators. 2, set clear engagement goals. Are you trying to increase brand awareness? Build relationships with your community? Drive sales? Actually, we wouldn't recommend that last one. Make sure you know what you're trying to achieve before you start commenting. 3, keep an eye out for opportunities. Yes, this means you can officially say scrolling on TikTok is an important part of your job. Just pick your post carefully and keep your engagements authentically. How can you add value to the discussion? And 4, use social listening to track your success. Track metrics like mentions and brand sentiment to see if your outbound strategy is working. 5, personality matters more than consistency. Traditional marketing made us believe that cross-channel consistency is essential to brand integrity. However, the evolution of social media is proving that audiences respond better to authenticity and relevance than to rigid uniformity in voice and style. Hootsuite's 2024 trend survey revealed that above all else, people want to be entertained on social media. Last year, we found that brands were struggling to meet this expectation, focusing too much of their social strategies on products and services. This not only made their content less engaging, it also negatively affected ROI. Recently, though, creative marketers have been less risk-averse, and brands that choose to adopt separate content strategies for different social platforms, rather than rigidly enforcing style guidelines across all channels, are seeing some impressive results. This trend aligns with TikTok's 2024 forecast on creative bravery, which encouraged brands to be bold, go big, and embrace platform-specific styles. The inevitable side effect of this approach is looser brand consistency. In the last year, 43% of organizations tried out a new tone or personality on social, with some bold enough to diverge significantly from their standard brand voice. Heather Castle's playful Instagram posts, or the official TikTok account of the Paralympics, are great examples of organizations finding unique, platform-appropriate voices, and audiences rewarding those efforts with engagement. While most organizations aren't exploring creative extremes, not everyone can pull off Nutter Butter's abstract humor. Even subtle voice adjustments are helping brands blend more seamlessly into each platform's culture and feel like part of the conversation. In 2025, expect more brands to push creative boundaries on social and create stronger connections with new and existing audiences. We're here for it. Your to-do list. 1, relax your brand guidelines, but not entirely. Define non-negotiables and identify the brand elements you're willing to loosen on social. Some strict guardrails can inspire creativity while allowing experimental content to still reflect your values. 2, set new success metrics. Embracing new personas calls for platform-specific KPIs. This may be the perfect moment to lean into vanity metrics like engagement. Spikes in likes, comments, and sentiment reveal if audiences are responding to the new voice. 3, get your leadership on board. For some decision makers, the idea of creative shifts without immediate ROI may seem risky. Emphasize that social engagement drives brand loyalty and potential purchases. A follower today can be a customer tomorrow. 6, you need to get on Reddit. Known for its wide range of niche community-driven subreddits, Reddit is the place to be for authentic, peer-driven engagement. And guess what? It's only gaining momentum. In case you missed it, Reddit's global user base surpassed 1.22 billion in 2024, making it a major player in the social media landscape. As traditional marketing methods continue to lose their steam, Reddit is becoming one of the most powerful platforms for authentic engagement. It's also the platform that users trust the most when learning about new products and brands. That's because, unlike platforms that rely heavily on paid ads, Reddit thrives on organic conversations and peer-vetted recommendations. It's where people go to talk about products, share experiences, and give honest feedback. For marketers, that means Reddit is a goldmine for insights. You can use social listening to track what users are saying about you and your competitors, or you can jump in and engage with them directly. But here's the catch. Reddit is not a place for pushy sales tactics. It's a space where authenticity and transparency matter. Marketers who succeed on Reddit get there by building relationships through real, helpful conversations rather than simply pushing products. Take brands like the Washington Post and the NBA. They've leveraged Reddit's communities to connect with users on a deeper level, building trust while addressing pain points and providing value. Follow their lead to foster real connections with existing Reddit communities and build trust over time. Your to-do list. 1, monitor key communities for insights. Start by lurking in subreddits that are relevant to your brand or industry. Pay attention to what people are talking about and take note of their pain points. Use these insights to inform your strategy. 2, engage authentically. Don't just drop an ad and leave. Reddit is all about real conversations, so focus on providing value rather than promotion. Share helpful tips, offer advice, and build relationships, not transactions. And 3, make Reddit a long-term play. Think of Reddit as a marathon, not a sprint. Build your presence slowly by contributing over time. Don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate results from a one-off campaign. 7, TikTok is becoming the real everything app. So far, the North American market has yet to replicate the runaway success of everything apps like WeChat or KakaoTalk. Still, while some tech giants have tried to position their platforms as the next go-to app, we think TikTok actually might be doing it. With the success of TikTok Shop, the app is transformed from a social platform to a full-fledged marketplace. Users can now discover, shop, and buy directly from their favorite creators. And TikTok is set to generate a whopping $17.5 billion in e-commerce sales in 2024, proving it's a serious player in the online shopping world. Beyond shopping, TikTok is also the birthplace of nearly every major social trend. The app's influence on pop culture is so intense that it's essentially created a new kind of micro-trend cycle. As soon as one trend peaks, another is already on the rise, which means brands that can tap into these trends early can gain significant visibility, but you have to move quickly. If you haven't posted your demure or mindful content yet, maybe ditch that post. And yes, we know TikTok is facing regulatory challenges that could impact its long-term growth. The platform has already been banned on government devices in Canada, and it may face similar restrictions in the United States. While a full consumer ban hasn't yet been enacted, these moves reflect an increasing focus on privacy concerns around the app, which may shape its future accessibility and usage. Those concerns aside, we firmly believe that TikTok is redefining what it means to be an all-in-one platform. As the first everything app with widespread adoption in North America, it offers users a pretty primo combination of social interaction, entertainment, and shopping. To-do list. Number one, experiment with TikTok Shop. If you haven't already, explore how TikTok Shop might work for your brand. Unfortunately, it's not available in all markets yet, but if you do have access, it's time to start using it. Number two, stay on top of trends. Don't miss the next micro trend. Use tools like TikTok's Creative Center or Hootsuite's social listening features to catch emerging trends early and align your brand with what's hot right now. And three, work with UGC creators. If you can't move fast enough, partner with someone who can. Many creators excel at viral content and can naturally integrate your brand into the next hot trend. Number eight, Gen Z is the new golden audience. Marketers are putting their money where their future is, and in 2025, that future is Gen Z. Known for their tech-savvy ways, quick wit, and meme-fueled humor, Gen Zers control over $450 billion in spending power globally. If your brand isn't paying attention to them, you're missing out. But here's the thing, Gen Z shops differently. Remember, this is the generation who grew up on their phones but rarely uses them to talk. It's only fitting that, full of contradictions, they wouldn't follow the same buying rules as millennials or boomers. Enter B2Z marketing. Coined by Hootsuite CEO Irina Novoselsky, the term hints at how Gen Z is reshaping the buying journey, even in B2B industries. Gen Z's product discovery process starts and ends with social media, especially on platforms like Instagram and TikTok, where creators, influencers, and viral trends influence their purchasing decisions. In fact, 46% of Gen Z begins their B2B search on social, not Google. Think of them as the self-service generation. Everything they want needs to be at their fingertips. Irina says, they're a TikTok generation with six-second attention spans, but will research 13 pieces of content before reaching out to a sales rep. Gone are the days of traditional ads or relying on Facebook to reach this demo. To connect with Gen Z, brands need to be creative, authentic, and meet them where they are. For companies, it's time to rethink how you show off your products, ditch the demos, and build intuitive platforms that let Gen Z buyers find the value themselves at their own pace, shares Novoselsky. Take, for example, how brands like Chili's effectively leverage viral trends on TikTok to engage younger audiences. By using playful and relatable content, they capture attention, spark conversations, and drive significant engagement. These efforts don't just generate buzz, they also contribute to measurable business results, like a 15% increase in same-store sales in a single quarter. So what does this mean for your brand? If you want to break through and sell to Gen Z, your strategy has to evolve. With social media driving brand discovery and research, Gen Z expects businesses to meet them where they are. The days of downloading demos or meeting with sales reps to find out more are numbered. Gen Z wants all of this information upfront and on social to make the purchasing decisions. Your to-do list. Number one, make your brand fit into Gen Z's digital-first world. This generation spends most of their time online, so that's where your brand needs to be too. Whether it's through interactive content, gamified experiences, or easy-to-digest visuals, make sure you're catering to their digital lifestyles. Two, ditch ads and embrace community content. Gen Z isn't interested in traditional ads. Focus on creating organic content that sparks conversation and builds community. Engage with your audience in an authentic, relatable way that feels like a conversation, not a sales pitch. Three, collaborate with influencers they trust. Gen Z is heavily influenced by creators. Partner with micro-influencers who have a genuine connection with their audience. Number nine, short-term video for long-term wins. Look, we're not too proud to admit when we're wrong. Last year, we were pretty sure that long-form video was about to make a huge comeback. This year, we can admit that short-form video continues to reign supreme. Platforms like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn have embraced short-form video as the best way to capture attention and increase engagement. With our shortened attention spans and well-honed scrolling habits, we want content that's quick, engaging, and instantly shareable. Video isn't just for B2C brands either. LinkedIn is seeing huge success with short-form video, noting that video content is now its fastest-growing format. No matter your industry, you can create videos that go beyond entertainment to inform and connect with your audience in seconds. And while TikToks can now be up to 60 minutes long, consider that an outlier. The average TikTok video may be getting longer, but it's still under a minute. Even Instagram head Adam Mosseri confirmed that Instagram won't pivot to long-form video, since the format doesn't align with the platform's connection-focused primary goals. Connection really is the name of the game when it comes to short-form, too. Entertainment companies that used to dish out copyright strikes like nobody's business now upload their own content to video platforms because they know that virality requires access. For all the talk of hyper-personalized FYPs and super-sophisticated algorithms, the same short-form content tends to bubble up to the top, trending across feeds and reaching users everywhere, regardless of location. Brands that tap into these major trends can ride a huge wave of visibility as users share what resonates with their networks. Our feeds may be personalized, but we're still drawn to content everyone else is watching. The shared brain rot is truly mind-boggling, unless we're totally delulu. What does this mean for brands, though? Consider short-form video an ideal opportunity to build relevance, spark conversations, and capitalize on shared cultural moments. Your to-do list. Number one, experiment with video lengths. Any video under 90 seconds can be considered short-form, but that leaves a lot of room to play with. Test different lengths to see what resonates best with your audience. Number two, your hook is everything. The first few seconds of your video, aka the hook, are critical. You don't want to lose your audience before you get to the good stuff, so test a variety of audio and visual hooks to see what captures attention fastest. Number three, dig into your results. Tools like Hootsuite Analytics can help you pinpoint what's working and use these insights to iterate quickly. 10. Social media is the new primetime show. Forget traditional TV, social media is entering its entertainment era, and it's time for brands to start rolling. Ready, set, action. Platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok have become the new cable destination, where users can binge-watch TikToks instead of flipping between channels. In fact, while traditional TV viewership is declining, cable TV consumption dropped from 34% in 2022 to just 29% in 2023, social media use is on the rise. The average American is expected to spend nearly 8 hours a day on social media in 2025, up from 7 hours and 19 minutes in 2022. Take Who the F Did I Marry on TikTok, for example, a 50-part series that amassed millions of views per clip. It wasn't just a viral hit, it was a masterclass in keeping audiences engaged with episodic storytelling, kind of like your favorite TV show. And brands took note. Ahead of the 2024 election, Vogue even dedicated a TikTok playlist, Jack Reacts, for their political correspondent Jack Schlossberg to contribute bite-sized political commentary. This shift points to our increasingly short attention spans and the surge of platforms heeding the call with Tinseltown quality entertainment, offering unique ways to keep users engaged. If your brand has a story to tell, it's time to adopt a Hollywood mindset. The social feed is the new appointment television, and it's time for brands to claim their spot. Your to-do list. Number one, skip the fancy production. Keep it raw and real. You don't need a Hollywood budget to make waves. Shoot with your phone, focus on a killer hook, and let the story speak for itself. Two, think in episodes, not one-offs. Social media is the new TV, so treat your content like a series. Plan your posts as episodes that build on each other, encouraging your audience to come back for the next chapter. Three, use cliffhangers. Just like your favorite show, tease your next post and leave your audience wanting more. Whether it's a product launch or a behind-the-scenes look, create suspense and excitement around what's coming next. Four, stay consistent. Keep a regular posting schedule, like a show's airtime. The more you post consistently, the more your audience will expect and look forward to your content. 11. AIO and local SEO are coming to social. We've been banging the social SEO drum for a few years now, but guys, that's because it's really important. Like, really. As platforms continue to introduce AI-driven features, the way users discover content is only continuing to evolve. This means that now you'll also need to get good at AIO, or artificial intelligence optimization. Just like Google's AI search, which summarizes information on search results pages, AI-generated social search results deliver content summaries that provide direct answers to user queries. Take TikTok's newish search highlights. This feature uses AI to condense search results into quick, easy-to-scan insights that appear above any video content. Oh no, you're thinking, now no one will watch my matcha latte tutorials. Not quite. TikTok's AI search generates a snapshot of what users are looking for, but it also provides links to relevant content. If you want your videos to appear here, you'll have to ensure that your content is set up to provide the clear, to-the-point answers your audience wants. Similarly, Meta's new chat-style AI search uses conversational prompts instead of traditional simple search phrases. Brands need to think in terms of answering questions with their content, not just dropping keywords into captions. it's not just about AI search either. Local SEO is also stepping into the social SEO spotlight. Instagram and TikTok both offer searchable map features that help users find businesses and popular locations nearby, offering relevant brands a huge opportunity. To optimize for this feature, make sure you're adding location tags, including all of your business details in your profile, and using area-specific hashtags to boost visibility. That way, when users browse the map feature, those purchase-ready potential customers will find you first. Adapting to these AI-powered features means making sure your content isn't just visible, but useful and answer-driven. Think of it as a chance to become a go-to resource in your industry, showing up where your audience is asking questions and looking for the best answers. Your to-do list. Number one, answer user questions. Structure your social posts around common questions people in your industry are asking. Give clear, direct answers that AI could pull into search summaries. Two, make your content easy to scan. Use bullet points, short paragraphs, and lists to make your content easier for AI to grab and summarize. Three, optimize for local search. If you've got a physical storefront, use location tags, business categories, and relevant hashtags to appear in map-based searches and local recommendations. And four, keep it conversational. Think about how people naturally ask questions in chat-style prompts and let that tone guide your content. 12. DM shares are the new power metric. Social media managers have known that shares are an important engagement metric for some time, but just this summer, Instagram head Adam Mosseri revealed that they're also one of the most important ranking signals for the Instagram algorithm. That means DM shares per reach now play a more crucial role in building Instagram visibility than traditional metrics like likes or comments. So if you want to grow your reach by getting better placement on more followers' feeds or showing up in the Explore tab, you better start creating shareable posts. Online retailer Essence does this by posting memes featuring their products, and at Hootsuite, we publish original research that marketers share with their teams and peers. Getting in the algorithm's good graces is just one benefit of creating shareable content. A recent study by eMarketer shows that 10% of social shoppers' purchases are inspired by the content they see in their DMs and group chats. While you wait for your content to spread organically through DMs, you can set up an Instagram broadcast channel, a one-to-many messaging tool that works like a big group chat for your brand's most engaged followers. Fashion and beauty brands, including Fenty and Cult Gaia, are seeing success using broadcast channels to build exclusive, engaged communities. But broadcast channels can also serve as persuasive sales channels. Co-founder and chief brand officer of Moda Operandi, Lauren Santodomingo, told Vogue Business that the company's personal shoppers and customer care agents regularly receive pre-order requests for products shared exclusively via the brand's broadcast channel. Your to-do list. 1. Create shareable content. Work content designed to be shared in DMs, like memes or original insights, into your ongoing strategy. Make sure to include shares in your reporting. 2. Consider starting a broadcast channel. If you can offer your most engaged fans something extra, like unpublished content or early access to news, a broadcast channel might be a good place to do so. And 3, don't force it. Avoid unsolicited DMs. Instead, encourage organic connections through shareable content that prompts followers to engage on their own terms. 13, LinkedIn is becoming truly social. Once upon a time, LinkedIn was known as a stuffy professional networking site, but my, how the times have changed. In 2025, the platform is redefining itself as the liveliest social platform in town. From CEOs and industry leaders to creators and recent grads, LinkedIn has evolved beyond networking into more traditional social engagement. With the addition of new features like polls, a news banner, and even games, yes, you heard that right, games, the platform is working hard to become more appealing to its users, especially to Gen Z, who will make up 27% of the workforce by 2025. Brands are taking note of this trend and changing their presence on the platform too. Businesses are shifting from the formal corporate tone of yesteryear to more relatable, casual, and authentic content that resonates with Gen Z's preference for transparency and real-world connection. But it's not just Gen Z that's reshaping the platform. Marketers are increasingly seeing LinkedIn as an effective tool for driving website traffic and building brand awareness. It's also a great channel for building credibility and meaningful engagement, whether through product launches, Q&As, or behind-the-scenes puppy costume content. So it's not surprising that according to a 2024 survey, LinkedIn is the third most important social media platform for marketers around the globe. In 2025, more marketers will use LinkedIn to build visibility, attract qualified web traffic, and position their brands as industry leaders. Your to-do list. Number one, get interactive. Tap into new interactive features like polls, quizzes, and even the new Tango game to boost engagement and grow your following. Two, engage with LinkedIn groups and communities. Stay active in relevant groups to connect with niche audiences and grow your brand's influence. These communities offer valuable opportunities for brands to engage authentically and establish themselves within specific industry conversations. And three, go beyond professional posts. While LinkedIn was once all business, today's most successful content is more casual and authentic. Experiment with fun, relatable posts, like your own puppy parade video, to humanize your brand and attract a wider audience. 14. UGC creators are the new influencers. The influencer landscape is changing. Gone are the days when brands only looked to big accounts with massive followings for partnerships. Today, businesses are finding more success and value working with micro-influencers, nano-influencers, and most recently, UGC creators. Unlike traditional influencers, UGC creators don't need large followings or recognizable personal brands. They're regular social media users who are paid by brands to create content that looks and feels organic. These collaborations often include unboxings, tutorials, or lifestyle videos featuring a product naturally, like cooking or beauty routine videos. There are many reasons to give UGC marketing a shot. One, it offers a cost-effective and authentic alternative to traditional influencer marketing. A piece of UGC content can cost as little as $20, plus whatever advertising budget you use to boost the post. Two, it saves your team's time as creators handle content production. And three, and most importantly, audiences tend to engage more with content that feels genuine and user-driven rather than heavily branded. It's a win-win-win. Your to-do list. One, experiment with UGC content. Test the impact of UGC-style ads alongside in-house content to see what resonates most with your audience. Two, communicate expectations clearly. Brief UGC creators on any specific details you want them to cover, ensuring alignment with your brand goals. And three, stay transparent. Disclose all paid partnerships. Audiences will appreciate honesty, even in the subtler organic feeling ads. And it's the law. 15. Niche channels are the next big thing. It's time to say bye-bye to a one-size-fits-all approach to marketing. The future is all about finding your niche and creating spaces that feel uniquely tailored to your audience. It's clear, exclusive content is on the rise. Brands and creators alike are leaning into private communities and subscription models to meet those evolving expectations. Think Substack, Patreon, Instagram broadcast channels, and even private Facebook groups, all spaces where creators and brands can offer a more intimate, curated experience for their most dedicated followers. Why put in the effort? Because modern consumers are looking for channels that cater specifically to their interests, where they can connect with brands and creators without the noise of mass market content. To stay ahead in 2025, invest in more niche channels, whether that's creating your own private community, offering subscription-based content, or diving deeper into niche platforms that cater to specific interests. And your to-do list. One, test out niche platforms. Explore platforms like Reddit or private Facebook groups where smaller, more engaged communities thrive. Find where your audience already interacts and dive deeper into those spaces. Two, create a subscription channel or private community, like an Instagram broadcast channel, to offer your followers VIP access to exclusive content, such as behind-the-scenes looks or early product releases. And three, personalize your messaging. Craft content that speaks directly to specific segments of your audience using features like Instagram's close friends or TikTok's private posts, making followers feel like they're getting special attention. And that's it. Those are the top 15 trends for 2025. Thanks for listening.